Hey, Seeker, welcome to the Awakening Her podcast. I am so grateful that you've been led here, and I'm excited for you that you're answering the call to manifest more magic in your life by mastering the law of attraction. So cool. My name is Talia, and I'm committed to cutting the fluff and showing you exactly how to manifest more excitement, ease, success, abundance, confidence, love, and anything else you've been craving. So if you're ready to crack the code on manifestation, amplify your intuition, and play in the quantum. We are now besties. Let's do this. Hello, hello, Seeker. Welcome back to the Awakening Her podcast. How's it going today? I am excited to be back with another episode for you. So today we're talking about something that is a little bit different than what I've been talking about recently, but if you have been a fan and a follower the whole time this show has been alive, you know that I have talked about this numerous times. And this is really about when you have a calling to be a healer, a light worker, maybe you already have a spiritual business, or like a lot of my clients, what they do in their business, they are using their intuition a lot, even if it's not technically an intuitive business. So this episode is all about just ways to identify that you're meant to be a healer, that you are a light worker, that you are here to help others. I'm also going to touch on something that spirit calls your earth purpose. That's how it's described to me through my channel. So we're going to talk about that. And that's really what we're going to dive into today. So I have a bunch of notes that I want to touch on and points that I want to touch on, but I also don't have a rigid schedule for this episode. I kind of just wanted to jam out because this is a part of my gifts and what I do in my business that I don't focus on as much. And I haven't focused on for maybe a year and a half, but behind the scenes, most of my clients are entrepreneurs or deeply feel called to help others with their story. So some of them are artists, some of them don't, you know, have a career right now that is purposefully aligned. Some are in between jobs and some already, you know, own companies and are businesses and all that. But the common thread between all of these people and you today listening is that you feel a deep call to help people. And this is built into your purpose. So I'm excited to dive into this episode and all the juicy things that we're going to get into. Before we do, if I have not met you before and you're just popping in now, hello, hi, my name is Talia Joy. I am a spiritual guide helping you in your awakening journey, helping you to manifest, be in line with your purpose, and create the most amount of magic possible while you're here this time. So if you've tuned into this podcast, if you identify as going through an awakening, or you're drawn to things about awakening, you are going through an awakening, you are an old soul, and this awakening process is a soul growth process. You are transforming and evolving in your physical life, with your health, with your bank account, with your mentality, with your relationships. Everything's changing. And on a soul level, you are also growing. That's why you're drawn to this deep work. That's why you're drawn to self-development, to develop the self. It's literally written into your soul contract. So whether you are aware of that or not, now you are, and I'm excited you're here. So hello, that's my introduction. I'm also an intuitive channel. So all the information I get, of course, I have learned a lot. I've been studying spirituality and manifestation and the growth of the soul and the soul's journey actually since I was 14. And it doesn't mean I've been enlightened since 14. I went through hell in my kid years, in my teen years, in my 20s, in even in my 30s. Let's be real, it was tough. But this information has channeled through me and has been brought to me and into my life from a very young age. I discovered Wayne Dyer when I was 14, and I've been really influenced by his work, especially in the beginning. It was really my awakening and cracking open, even though I was so young. It was this opening into something more. And then I discovered Marianne Williamson and Eckhart Tolle and Deepak Chopra and Gabby Bernstein and all of these different beautiful souls. I discovered the Tao and Lao Tzu, and it's all circulated. But what I really channel through is that my channel. I believe that all of these other spiritual teachers, although Wayne Dyer is still a guide of mine that I talk to all the time, but all these other spiritual teachers really just led the way for me to discover my own channel. And I usually call them the team of light. So often my intuitive information is, well, all of my intuitive information is coming through there. And then I also pepper in, you know, the things I've learned or quotes I know or teachings and all of that. But when it comes to spirit, I go straight to the source because I trust my channel and I trust the information that comes forward. So when we talk about the earth purpose today, that's where that's coming from, but we'll get into that in a second. If you have not come and found me over on Instagram, come find me at Talia Joy Manifestation. That is the most fun and cash and super hip way to stay in connection. I'm posting reels and posts and all that, and you'll also get updates on everything that I'm doing, my transformative retreat type events, programs, free events, new podcasts, new podcast episodes. All of it goes through Instagram. You can also hop on my email list if you want to be super duper in the loop with all of those things and make sure to not miss anything. That is all below. There's also my freebie library and a bunch of other fun things below that you can check out in the show notes. There's everything from free gifts to programs, $27 courses, all the things. You can check it out down there. But I do ask you, come find me on Instagram. I would love to connect. I'd love, even if you sent me a message saying, hey, found you from the podcast, little hi emoji, and I'll send a little hi emoji back, maybe a voice memo. We'll become besties and we'll ride off into the sunset. It'll be great. Okay, so diving into this healer, light worker, spiritual entrepreneur, yummy stuff. Okay, so I'm going to go first and start with a few signs that you are here to help people. If you already have a business, if you're already helping people, you know this, you'll be like, yep, yep, checkity check. If you're on the fence, this will just be a nice little warm up to confirm that you are in fact here to help people. So the first sign is that you have been through a lot in your life. You have transformed a lot and learned a lot. This is a theme. Going through a lot basically means that you're meant to be a master and help others because that's how it works, but we'll get to that in a second. So if you've been through a lot, transformed a lot, and learned a lot. So this doesn't mean that you're necessarily like quote unquote there or everything's perfect or you've healed everything. But when I say to you like, yo, you have been through a lot and holy crap, you have changed so much in your life. Look how far you've come. Look what you used to be stuck in that you are no longer stuck in. If that resonates with you and you go like, oh, thanks, that is definitely a sign that you are here to help people. And this is how it works in this soul evolution, is we go through stuff and we turn it around and we help others with it when we are ready. So that's the first one. You've learned a lot, transformed a lot, been through a lot in this lifetime, no matter how long or short it's been dense. Okay, the next one is that you know deep down that people would benefit from your story or from those things that you've learned. So if your entire life has been a journey of healing and discovering self-love, or, you know, sinking into self-love or healing a lack of self-love, you know that lots of other people could benefit from what you've learned. Maybe you've learned how to overcome addiction or leave an abusive relationship or heal a trauma inside. Maybe you've learned how to overcome and work and manage your ADHD or your highly sensitive nature. Basically, you have, again, been through things that you know other people could benefit from your story and what you've had to learn. That's a huge one. So the next one is that deep down, you feel like you're here to help others who were in your situation. Are you starting to see a common thread here? So if you just deep down, and I get clients telling me that all the time, they're like, I have no idea what I would do for a business, but deep down, I feel that I'm meant to help people who have been in the same situation. So again, maybe you escaped domestic abuse, or you have a kid with special needs, or you've lost a spouse or a parent. Or you've overcome something and you know that the people that are currently in the situation that you were 1 year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you know that you could help them. Maybe you've mastered communication in your relationship and you know that somebody that is where you were 3 years ago could really benefit with what you've learned. That is another indicator that you're here to help people. You've lived this life where you've gathered wisdom, you've overcome, you've transformed. and you're meant to eventually, in whatever lifetime you choose, hopefully this one, you are meant to help others. So another one is, even if you haven't totally figured out your own life, this kind of touches on a previous point, even if you haven't totally figured out everything, you have got a lot of wisdom in you. So this may mean that you may even know what's best or know the inner wisdom or the highest wisdom, even if you're not acting on it yet. And that was my story. I truly felt like anyone could come to me and I could receive intuitive guidance and I could tell them, I mean, that's now literally my career. But I felt like with friends and people, I could tell them, even if I couldn't yet accept my own medicine. And that's been my personal manifestation journey. It's not knowing the wisdom necessarily. It's my own healing, rising, you know, all those things we're going through. So even if you haven't totally mastered your own life from, what do they say, from tit to tail or tip to tail, or I don't know, but you have a lot of wisdom in you, that is also a sign you're here to help people. And that kind of comes into the next one. I bet you are great for advice. So if you're great for advice and friends ask you for guidance, and often you're the one that everyone comes to, maybe it's in the family or in your friends or your key people, they're like, I just need to know what you think. You always give such great advice. That is also a sign that you're here to help people. Sometimes you might all of a sudden just know what to say. You don't really know why. That's a sign you're here to help people. And then the last point I want to touch on is that you're really empathetic. That is also a sign because you care, you feel people's pain, sometimes literally, but you feel it and you care for them and you have genuine empathy for people that are where you were 5 years ago, 2 years ago. You have this deep caring. You're not just like, well, I've moved on, F them all. Like, you want to rise and take others with you. That is so my thing. Like, I just want to take everybody with me, because when I learn and then I pass it on to my clients and through this podcast, and then you get to learn, you speed up your growth. And that's what we do, is we learn, we pass it on, and we speed up the next person's growth so that they don't have to go through the time of discovering the amount of time that, you know, what everything I've learned while I've been discovering. Does that make sense? Basically, you speed up other people's progress. And in this case, it's because you deeply care and you deeply want to take others with you into the light. So now that you basically just know that you are here to help people, I want to talk for a minute about your earth purpose. And then I'm going to talk about being a light worker. So your earth purpose, and source shows me the three levels of purpose that are most important to us that help us to align and grow and manifest and all that stuff. I'm only going to talk about one level today. That is your earth purpose. And that's actually the lowest level, meaning the 3D level. So not lowest in bad, lowest like the 3D level of your purpose, what that actually looks like on earth. Because the other two levels, which I hope to be like, if you're really interested in this purpose stuff, I would love to hear, like, pretty please let me know the stuff that you love to hear, because I feel so called right now to talk about this stuff and I want to make sure that it aligns with you. So if you want me to do a deep dive on purpose or talk more about it or help you to tap into your purpose, let me know and I can create more episodes and programs. So with the earth purpose, as I say, it's the lowest, meaning 3D. It's not the 4D or 5D or 7 or 10 or whatever. It's the 3D, how it actually unfolds on earth. And this is what most people are saying, like, how do I find my purpose? What do I do for my purpose? And again, I can't get into the other two levels, but there's so much more to your purpose than what you do. In fact, many people are totally in purpose, not in necessarily a career that they're like, I'm a, you know, like healer, or I am this visionary, whatever, or I've like created my own company. Like, I know lots of people and family members that are in purpose within themselves and they work for a job that like fills them with joy, but also gives them safety and security. And it may not even be that much joy. It's kind of just a job, but it allows them to have safety and security and live fulfilled in other ways. So that's a whole other topic. But the earth purpose is how you are meant to help fellow humans on Earth, and or how you are meant to help the Earth. So how you are meant to help the Earth physically, maybe you feel really called toward even just like organic gardening for yourself or for your community, or something that is about like, you know, animal rights or something for the Earth, or it's like the humans on the Earth, how you're meant to impact those around you. And being a light worker, which I'm going to get into in a moment, is not just a job. Like, it's not like your name on the business card, light worker. I mean, it could be, but that means, what it means is that you came here to spread light. And if you're listening to this and you've resonated already, this is you. So our earth purpose is how we go and spread our light to others. So I have friends, family members, people I know that are friggin' hilarious. Like, their humor is just amazing, or it brings a smile to people, even if it's like corny dad jokes or like cheesy old jokes or whatever, but it brings a laugh, it brings a smile, or like the kind of humor that's a little more my style. It's like kind of rude, kind of pushing all the edges. or there's, you know, the gift, as we were talking a minute ago, of empathy, where somebody is very empathetic, very caring, very nurturing. There's the gift of music, or being, you know, your voice or an instrument. You could be naturally gifted with numbers. But aside from your gifts and talents, or your passion, your sort of talents, you have this natural you-ness that when you're feeling really good, you light up people around you, whether you're at work or not. Whether I'm with a client or not, I can still be in purpose. So your earth purpose is how you're meant to impact the earth humans around you and the earth and this global awakening. So what this really means is the more you can be, the more light you can spread, the more you can be available for, you know, connection and being honest and vulnerable and sharing yourself and being generous and patient and all these things, the more you can just be a light to this earth, the more you're in your earth purpose. So that's why also you're drawn to self-growth and self-development, because it takes some growth and some development to feel good in this life, to feel liberated enough that we are, quote unquote, shining, right? You've had to heal a lot to get to that point. You've had to move through shit, whether it's inner child or shadow or limiting beliefs. Like, we have to do a little bit of excavating to be able to break up and release what we're not and those other things that have been laid on us. But as we start to free ourselves from those labels, from those restrictions, from, you know, you're not enoughness, you start to naturally shine. So even if you're someone who walks around the neighborhood and says hello to everyone and you're chit-chatting, you're a community builder. Maybe you're jumping in and helping your friend or your community plan an event because you've got all the hookups and you're so good at that. Again, you're like a gatherer, you're a helper. So it's not just about a job, and we can't wait to have some magical career to, quote unquote, be in purpose, because a business is a totally different thing. A business is awesome when it is your purpose, but it's also an actual business. And my entrepreneur clients were also talking about things like marketing and offers and pricing and all these other things that, yes, they support your purpose, but you can't get lost in that stuff. You need to focus on being the light. So again, your earth purpose is how you're here to impact fellow humans. And I want you to start to think, what gifts come naturally to me? What light up people around me, especially when I'm feeling good? Is it my humor? Is it my presence? Is it my wisdom? Is it my gift of music? Is it that community vibe? You know, what is it that comes out of me when I'm feeling amazing that is positively infectious to the people around me? How do I light people up around me? And that is the beginning of the inquiry of what your earth purpose is. And so with my clients, with businesses, we're bringing more of them. Like, we bring more of you into your business. We bring more of your gifts online, your natural talents, who you're truly here to serve. It's not about becoming anything else. It's becoming more you. So whether you have a business or not, it's still about becoming the most you, freeing yourself, doing that healing work you've been doing, that self-growth work, so that you can radiate and teach and guide and lead others from a very powerful place. And if you do have a business, business, if you want to have a business, this is where we truly become leaders and mentors and guides. It doesn't mean you have to be perfect. I'm the first one with my clients to be so honest about the ups and downs of life. But the difference is that you've walked the path maybe for a little bit more, or you've learned in an area of expertise that that client doesn't have, AKA they are experiencing something that you were experiencing 6 months ago, a year ago, 5 years ago. I find that when I started my business, it used to be like people that were like 5 years ago and I was helping them to break free of all this stuff. And now I find because I've just progressed so much and my clients have progressed so much that, you know, the stuff I'm talking about with my clients is almost real time what I'm going through, but also I'll be like, I immersed myself in that a year ago, 6 months ago. I've been practicing this for the last year and now I'm on fire to teach it and help you. And it just like is this almost like this real time thing. So you do need to move through something enough. This is just me ethically, I believe. You need to move through something enough to teach it. You can't be in the trenches. Like when I'm, you know, especially in the beginning of my business, if I was freaking out about money, I'm not going to teach about money. But what can I teach on? And I would think, well, I can teach about intuitive eating. This was way at the beginning, or self-love, or the power of vibration and the law of attraction. Okay, those are things that I've really learned and studied, right? So again, the key is being more you. The key is turning on those natural gifts. And then as you transition into a business, if that's what you want to do, it becomes about really sinking in and owning that message and owning your story and really creating your own unique methodology or system or way you want to help people, and off to the races. Like that's all it takes to really start a business, is that drive in your heart, knowing you're here to help people, starting to solidify what it is, what area, like what were you doing 5 years ago? What were you doing a year ago that you've really overcome? What do you feel passionate to talk about with your friends? What could you talk about for like an hour if somebody asked you? That type of stuff, that's where we start to build your business. Or if you already have one, that's where we start to lean in, because that's where the magic is. That's where your true essence comes out. So talking now about light worker, because I said I would mention that. A lot of our, everybody listening, part of your earth purpose is being a light worker if you're here. It just is, especially if you're still listening. And a light worker in my eyes and through my channel is characterized by, I've said some of these things already before, but characterized by somebody who has been through a lot of dark stuff and feels like they're here to help people who have been through that same thing. It's people that have a natural ability or draw to help, counsel, offer, support, give guidance to. Maybe again, it's friends, or you already have a business. You know, you're a light worker if that's, you have this innate ability to counsel and, you know, support others. Again, if you've always wanted to help others and you just have that draw. And light workers often had that challenging childhood, because the learning lessons started early so that you could overcome them in this lifetime. The bad stuff happened early so that you had a chance in this lifetime of mastering, overcoming, and then hopefully getting to the other side to help others, because it takes time. So if you had a really challenging childhood, and you're drawn to self-growth, and you feel like people would benefit from your story, and you feel like you're good with people and you have wisdom running through you and you could help a lot of people, like how many more signs do we need? You are clearly a light worker. And another fun thing is, if you kind of feel like an alien that just landed on Earth and you don't know if you're from here, if you feel like most humans are quite different than maybe you are, maybe you're more of a sensitive soul, you see things differently. Everybody else is seeing like the dark and the negative and complaining about the weather, and you tend to see the lighter side, maybe the source consciousness side, whatever, the more positive side. That is a huge sign of being a light worker, because you're here to bring the gift of light. And then the last sign is that you have been drawn to spirituality. So this may be since the beginning, it might be attached to it might be from the beginning, it might be recent. It might also be attached to a certain deity like Jesus or anybody else, or it might completely not. It might be your connection to earth, your connection to the flow of life, the connection to Tao, life force energy. It doesn't have to be connected to one entity, but if you have that spiritual thread in you, again, you wouldn't be here if you didn't, you're clearly a light worker. So, seeker, if you resonate with all of this stuff, you've been through a lot, it is not for no reason. That's totally double negative. It is for a reason. You've been through so many things for a reason. You've been drawn to keep going. You've been drawn to not give up. You've been drawn to self-growth. And now you have so much wisdom within you. Keep doing your self-growth path. But I'm going to hugely recommend starting to look at how you could help others in an even bigger way. And if you want support in honing your purpose and, you know, starting a business from that, I do have a program brewing in the background, but I would love to have the feedback and know if it would serve you. I've done this a few times. There's a program I've run called Purpose Uncovered, and that was really powerful. And I'm going to do something like that, but an updated version if I get the interest, if you guys want it, because this is the life that really, in my opinion, it really leads to the most fulfillment. When you know that you're helping others, when you know that everything you've been through is not for no reason, everything you've been through, the wisdom is actually turned around to help others, it's a feeling like no other. Like, there's this feeling sometimes as I'm supporting others, and half of me, I mean, I've been doing this a long time now, but half of me is like, how the fuck did I get here? Because I am such a normal, regular girl, and I had no self-love, and I had no quote unquote willpower or connection to this deeper meaning. Like, I was lost. I was suffering. I was in an eating disorder. I felt like I either had the wrong mom or I couldn't figure it out. There was always frustration and disappointment, and I had bullying and all this stuff, self-harm in so many different ways, substances. I was so lost. So sometimes as I'm helping others, I get these full circle moments of like, holy fuck, it has been so worth it. Because I look back and realize that everything I've learned in my recovery from feeling broken to whole, or, you know, whatever it is, from the disorders, from the addiction, into a place of living more authentic and free, it hasn't been wasted. I mean, it's not wasted, but it hasn't been for just me. It's been for the greater good. It's been for the collective. And now that I have this business, and I have for over 8 years, I become even more hungry for growth, because I know that as I learn, as I invest in myself, as I read books and I take courses and I channel and I meditate and I go to the beach and automatic write, I am benefiting my clients. Everything I do now flows through me and for others in a good way, not in a way of like, you know, not honoring my own needs, but it's a beautiful way. It's an amplified way. And it's kind of like if you have kids, or you can imagine, or you know someone with kids, and when you learn something and you can pass it on, there's this feeling of satisfaction of like, oh, hopefully they can avoid the mistakes that I made, right? And so my clients are walking their own journey. You're walking your own journey. But the things that I learn, the things I do on a daily basis, the breakthroughs that I've had all come back around to serve others. And I sometimes sit, no, I don't want to make this too much about me and my business, but it's so rewarding. And sometimes I sit and I think of the ripple effect. A lot of my clients are parents, or they have their own businesses, or they're seekers on the path that interact with a lot of people in a day. And the impact of doing your own work, your own spiritual growth, your own intuition, your own healing, and then putting it out into others, I see their hard work and their breakthroughs and their soul ascension, and that impacts their kids and their employees and their friends and their family, and they're inspiring their brothers and their sisters to change the way they're doing things, or to see things from another way, or they're serving more clients and making more money. And it's like, all because I chose to walk the path. Not that I am at all fully responsible for anyone's success, because you have done your work. Holy moly. And my clients, even if they hear me say something, hello eyes, they have to still choose to do it or not. So that's their success is on them. But the guidance I can pass forward from doing this work is just so rewardingly passed on and then implemented by amazing, badass clients. And then it goes on to change their life. So if you feel like this is something that you want for yourself and want for your life, follow that nudge. Really look at how you feel intuitively called to help others, the biggest lessons in your life. And let me know if you want me to dive deeper into this in episodes or a program. And you can also reach out about working one-on-one. I have a couple shorter containers for purpose activation, where especially if you're already in a business, we can express growth your business by really tapping into your uniqueness and your unique gifts and talents. So if you're listening to this and you already have a business and you want to take it up 100 notches with mojo, strategy, intuitive guidance, and really, you know, upping the saturation on your potency and on your purpose, let me know. I can hook you up. It is the most amazing thing to do the energetic work and the business work and bring it all together and help the world and help in the awakening. This is what you are meant for. This is the best life. This is so cool. It makes everything you've been through that much juicier and that much more like, yes. And you can see the bigger picture, and it was all for a reason. Okay, Seeker, I love you. You know what to do. Find me on Instagram. Let me know if this resonates with you. Reach out if you feel called, and I cannot wait to see you in the next episode. Take care, my love. Hey Seeker, thank you so much for listening to this episode today. I truly hope that it served you and helped you on your manifestation journey. So if you're ready to really learn how manifestation works so that you can have the freedom to create whatever you want, I invite you to On the Path. It's a private podcast community that will help you to manifest your goals and stay on the path to your most fulfilling life and your highest timeline. This is where I guide you through transformation step by step, helping you to cultivate devotion to yourself, master your energy, do the inner work needed to release resistance, and manifest a life that lights you up. We both know that you're ready, that you're evolving, that you're transforming, that you're ready to quantum leap, and I am ready to offer you the tools and the education you need to move forward. So come and join me on the path. The link is in the show notes below.